Hello, thanks for joining me. I'm Veronica Skirsbrick.
It's time for our weekly rendezvous with our popular Latin lover. He's Carmelite Father Reginald Foster.
Reginaldus, that's your name in Latin, is it? Is that right?
Yes.
I'm getting a little personal today. I'm going to quiz you. Here goes. You're a Carmelite. What is it you wear in brown, the Passionists in red, and others in white and blue?
Yeah, well, the habit. We have our brown habit.
Is that a Latin word?
What?
Habit.
Oh, yes, a habitus. Certainly. What you have on you is a habitus. Your bearing is the habitus.
Which comes from habitat.
No, it doesn't. It comes from habeo habere, to have something. So a way that you bear yourself is the habitus, how you have yourself.
And I was actually thinking of the scapula.
Yeah, well, it's part of the habit.
What does the scapula mean?
Scapula means shoulder blade.
So it's like a shoulder cloak.
Yes, yeah, that's easy.
Now, I know you're a friend of Cicero's. What would Cicero have worn? Would he have worn a shoulder cloak? Would you have called it a scapula?
No. He had their togas, of course, which was kind of a long thing and then a swishy thing you folded up and made like a lap and then over your shoulder. But they had tunics.
Tunic is a word we still use today.
Oh, yeah, tunic, yeah, long thing. And the toga, yeah. The senatorial toga.
What color would he have worn?
They were white. And then the senators had a purple rim around the bottom.
There was a color code.
Oh, yeah. Children had a purple thing, and senators, rather strange, in the middle they didn't.
What if you happen to be colorblind? Can you say that in Latin?
Colorblind, yeah. Well, checos coloribus, blind for colors. They don't have an adjective, but you know, they would put two words together, two nouns.
Do you think Cicero was a vain person?
Yes, in a certain sense, yes. He was a good man, and a good father, he saved the Roman Republic, and he thought his term of office was the greatest in the world, and he thought he was like, the center of politics, in that sense, yes. I wouldn't say vain, he was just human.
That's a word of Latin origin.
Humanus, yeah. He was just natural. He was.
Humanus.
He was proud of his accomplishments and talked about his things for the rest of his life. And
vain isn't a Latin word, is it?
Yeah, vanus, certainly, vanus.
Which meant the same
vanus thing. Was like empty.
Oh, empty.
Vanus is useless or, empty.
Seeing as we've got a bit personal today and we've delved into Cicero's vanity, what about his moods? Was he a moody person? And how do you say moody in Latin?
There would be, like, for example, affectibus obnoxious, exposed to movements of the spirit. Affectibus obnoxious, you'd probably say that. He was.
Obnoxious.
Obnoxious.
Oh, that's a word we use today, obnoxious.
Yes, but in Latin it means exposed to something. That in your Latin dictionary, obnoxious is subjected to something. So he was moody. He cried a lot, and then he would be up and down and happy and sad and oh, God. That's why in the Renaissance, when they found his personal letters, they were devastated because they had made him like some of a semi-god somewhere, because of his philosophical works and his orations. And then they found out in his personal letters that he was very, very normal, like we all are.
Was he romantic, do you think? I mean, that's a concept that's difficult to translate, isn't it? It comes from Roman, in a way, I think, no?
Yeah, certainly.
But it's a concept.
Romantic in the sense, not of, let's say, which I say loving and romantic, but a dreamer. He was kind of like a dreamer, if you want to put it that way.
Dreams. How does one say that?
A dream, somnium. Somnium is a dream. And he was thinking of a different republic, and he was all talking about things and philosophical and all this other stuff and this that.
But he was an intellectual.
That's a word that comes
from the Latin, doesn't it?
Intellectus. Intelligo is to understand. Intelligo is to understand. And so intellectus is understanding, and intellectual is someone who is dedicated to understanding things.
You mentioned he was brave. Does that word
well,
come
no,
from?
No, he wasn't brave. I didn't say he was brave. He was kind of, we would say, chicken-like. Or there were famous incidents where he absented himself very nicely.
A huge thank you there to our popular Latin lover. He's Carmelite father, Reginald Foster, and he's currently working in the Vatican as the Pope's own Latinist.
Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.